Rate of up to $1,375. Purchase a qualifying Lennox home comfort system by June 15th. Call Scott Lee Heating and make your appointment today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet.
Life can be so sweet.
On sunny, on a sunny side of the street.
I need to walk in the shade.
In the shade.
With a blue jumper.
With those blues on the rain.
But I'm not afraid.
But I'm not afraid.
Cause it's over.
This rover.
There's a political debate on. Quick, change the channel.
Hey, that's what Fry said when we turned on the debate.
Crossed over.
What?
If I never.
Yeah, that's what I
said. Turn it off.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Gold dust at my feet.
Gold dust at my feet.
On the sunny side of the street.
There's a new character. There's a new character I created.
Who is this?
Man who can hardly breathe.
They never have a real name. They
when
just
did you
have...
create this character?
Last night when you were laying in bed.
About a minute ago.
No, I'm here to report that I'm energized. I'm not tired. Not exhausted at all. Last night was my...
No, that doesn't make sense.
You're right. It doesn't make sense. A big anniversary yesterday. Went out to a wonderful dinner with another couple whose anniversary is next week. They're a week apart. So we thought, well, two birds, one stone. We'll go to dinner together. So we go to Annie Gunn's. Annie Gunn's is never anything but perfection. And it's that special occasion kind of place, except for the people who seem to go there all the time because the parking lot every day of the week is full. That's what happens when you do things right. So we go to Annie Gunn's and have dinner. And I'm going to tell you that I was getting the green light.
Really?
Yeah.
At dinner?
From the other guy.
From the other guy.
From the other guy.
From the other guy. No, I one bottle of wine for four people, and then four
that wasn't enough.
Glasses of champagne.
Would be for me.
No, you know what? It was enough to give her a headache.
Oh.
Got home and had a headache.
Oh, man.
Now, here's the problem with wife headaches is you never know. You can't prove a headache.
Right.
If somebody says, oh, I skinned my knee, and you look at their knee, it's bleeding.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
You can prove it. You can't prove the headache thing. Oh, I've got such a headache. Do you really? I don't have an MRI machine at home. And even that wouldn't show a headache.
Right.
Did she stay up to watch any type of TV or anything like that?
Oh, no. She made
went right to bed.
She followed it through perfectly. Oh. Went to bed with this.
Early. Yeah.
Early. Yeah.
Maybe you
my
could
head
swap
hurt,
partners.
So, no, not with this guy.
So. Yeah, that's what friends of mine say in family when they say you see Angela and I out somewhere and they see
Angela and me.
And me out
they don't
somewhere.
See I.
Right. And yeah. They see her have a drink or two and they're like, hey, boy, that
you're gonna
that
be
looks
lucky
like,
tonight.
But they don't know her like I do. She's not a drinker. So anytime she has a drink or two, it normally every time she gets a headache or something, just
right.
Because it affects her like that.
Or
she's
she
not,
says she has
yeah.
a headache.
Oh,
see, that's the problem.
Yep.
This is the all this is the
no, well, I mean, I...
For
I,
decades, this has been the catch-all, the
yeah.
headache.
No, I believe her with that because, yeah, she does not... Alcohol does not work well with her. That one time, one of our trips, it was the first... I hope she's not listening. This is the first trip that we went on, that she was able to go on, one of our listener trips. And so it was her first time in an all-inclusive resort and that. And it
oh,
was,
boy.
And I think one of the first nights there, we did a karaoke night and... And
you
I wasn't able to sit next to her all night because
and
we
monitor her drinking.
Right, because we were up running karaoke, you know, trying to get people up to sing and things like that. I noticed her a couple times that she was drinking Bloody Marys. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, that's fine. But I didn't find out till later.
Healthy. Tomato
yes,
juice.
Yeah, tomato juice, yeah. A little vodka in it. Yeah. So I found out later after karaoke ended at this certain resort, they had a nightclub right in the main lobby where they were playing music and everything. And so it finally hit me when she's out on the dance floor and she starts dancing, which she cannot. She's not a dancer. I mean, her
family.
You're
saying she cannot dance?
No. Oh, she would say that. No, really?
Which is unusual because most women can dance.
No, she has no coordination dancing-wise. Her father and her are both like that.
She and her father are both like that.
And so that's when I knew. And she's all getting into it, like trying to dance, and like Elaine from Seinfeld.
Embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, hey, you come here often, you know, throwing.
To you?
Yes. Boy. And I go, oh, this is not
going to
end up well. And so, yeah, I cut her off at that point. But that turned into the longest night ever. So we, you know, it was like 10:30, 11. We go up to the room. And I see her trying to get up the stairs, and I had to almost get behind her.
Oh, boy.
I go, this is... It's so she was sick the whole night long, and it was... hugging the porcelain god the whole night, and yeah.
So that out-of-the-country sex type thing didn't...
Oh, my goodness, no. She was in no condition for anything like that.
You know, my wife normally doesn't talk to the waitress, and I caught her just whispering something, and I think now that what she said, because they always come and say, is anybody interested in a wine? Would you like to see the wine list? And my wife actually got up, like she had to go to the restroom, and on the way out to the waitress, I said something. She said something. I know now what she said. Give me any wine that will give me a headache. I think that's what you... Do you have a wine that has a reputation for giving people a headache?
No,
I think if you drink wine too slowly, you do get a headache. You kind of have
to
guzzle it. You kind of keep it going.
Really? I don't... I can't do wine. I've tried.
I can do wine to a certain extent. Otherwise, wine will really get you drunk.
It does. One glass.
Yeah.
A very nice night, and a little later on, I will... give everybody a suggestion of something to order if they ever go to Annie Gunn's, which I'd never had till last night. I didn't know it existed. And then I had it, and whoo, it was incredible. And then another thing that most places, when I try it, I don't like it, but then they served it night and day. It's all in the preparation. You know, on the way home, I heard John Carney, the Carney Show. And by the way, to Martin Kilcoin, this is not the Frank O'Pinion
Show. Group Carney here.
It's never been the Frank O'Pinion. It's the large morning show in the afternoon. He keeps calling it Frank O'Pinion Show. That's not the name. It's the large morning show in the afternoon. So I hear the Carney Show on the way home, and he's all about eating. He really is.
Likes his food.
He likes his food. And he mentions a martini that's a gooey butter cake martini.
Oh, they have all sorts of flavors.
And when he
now.
Said it, I thought, man, that's either really good or really horrible. I don't know which. He said it was fantastic.
These vodka nowadays, there's a Fruit Loop vodka. It tastes like Fruit Loops. And then I just saw just a day or two ago, this is a brand new one, Glazed Donut Vodka.
Oh.
What in the world?
Wow.
What do you mix with that?
I guess anything. You can mix anything with a pineapple juice, a juice, or anything. Yeah.
That whole world of liquor is foreign to me. If I go in a liquor store, I don't even know where to go.
It's specifically vodka nowadays. They just try to get...
It started with citrus vodka, like a lemon. That's how it started.
Citron, yeah.
And then here we go. Raspberry.
Mandarin
vodka,
orange.
Strawberry orange. Oh.
Wedding cake.
Yes, there's a cake vodka, yes.
And there are these martini places that have literally over 100 different martinis. Now, you're a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get asked to make...
Not in the outside. I work in the outside patio. I know inside on the main bar they get a lot of martinis.
What's this popular thing? I forgot it. I just had it and I forgot it. Something teeny. It's a...
Oh, there's an apple teeny. There's all kinds
of... Yeah, apple teeny is one.
Yeah, with
lemon
just
teeny.
Yeah, that sounds girly. A guy should never order. What do you have, sir? Apple teeny.
No, not a man drink.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I've had chocolate martini.
Oh, there's a Godiva one they make down where I work. And it is, I mean, it's with three or four different chocolate liqueurs. Well, Godiva is a big one. And then they put
that's not really a martini, is it?
Well, yeah, it has chocolate. Yeah, but it has, you know, it has the vodka in it, too. I mean, I guess that's all that... pretty much anything that you pour into a martini glass, I guess, can be a martini.
I thought gin was the main ingredient in martinis.
No,
there's
not
gin
a vodka martinis
and vodka martinis. Yeah.
Okay.
Idiot.
But and then they put like a chocolate stick inside there, and
And then they the one I had, they drizzled that chocolate syrup around the outside of the glass.
Oh, sure.
It's like a design. Yeah.
So they can charge you another $2.
And sugar on the rim instead of salt.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah.
$2 worth of drizzle
went down like a shake.
That's how I have my martinis with sugar on the rim.
You have martinis?
I mean, not martinis. I've had
margaritas.
Yeah, margaritas.
Sugar. Or
sugar
mango
instead of salt?
One
you have margarita with sugar
instead
of salt?
Yes.
Those
fruity ones.
Oh. No, I have a regular margarita with sugar.
Oh.
All right, nobody cares. Okay. Nobody cares anymore about what we're talking about. I fully expected to be exhausted and worn out. I'm not. I have plenty of energy and feel bad that you got the headache, but I think it was self-inflicted or fake, one of the others. That's just the way it goes. Burke segment, do we have anything? Anybody?
I think I did, but I forgot it. I remember thinking, I could talk about that.
Great team player. Thanks for the contribution.
You're welcome.
The only thing I will mention is I have another very funny video on the Facebook page today.
Yes, I saw it.
It is the human ventriloquist act, and that's all I'll say.
Now, all ventriloquists are humans. What he means by this is is the dummy is a guy from the audience, and I'm going to tell you something. This ventriloquist is female. She is hilarious.
Very funny.
And I've seen this act done by somebody else where they took somebody. And maybe it was in Vegas with that Fader.
Okay.
He may have done it, but she's
it's like a
really
half mask where they just put it over the guy's mouth, and then she has a little button where she can move the mouth up and down.
She makes him say what she wants, and it looks like he's saying it, but he's really not. He's just behind the mask. It's really funny. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. You can go there and see it. And the phones are ringing like crazy. Somebody needs to answer them and get us some names, and we'll start taking calls since we have no more Burke segment contributions. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Before we take the calls, while Dan puts your name on the screen, I want to mention, I talked to Sergeant Harmon, Andy Harmon, this morning at the Florissant Police Department. We had a nice chat about Officer Mike Vernon. This is the guy who was ambushed from the dumpster and is paralyzed. And before I get to the fundraising information, I just want to mention that in my conversation with the sergeant this morning, I found out that not only did this scumbag, you know, admit, I'm sure in his own mind proudly, that he ambushed this officer and paralyzed him, he actually has, according to Sergeant Harmon, he reenacted it for the police. So, I mean, showed them how... I don't know how a police officer can restrain himself from accidentally having his gun go off and shooting a guy like this right between the eyes. But there are a couple of things that are going to be happening here for Mike Vernon, Officer Mike Vernon. This is the officer who was shot. Ambush, let's just use that word because that's what it was. There's a haircut-a-thon. It will be Sunday, June 10th, which is this Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Salon 67, and that's on Highway 67 in Florissant, and I'm sure you can look it up and find where it is. It's 1143 North Highway 67, Salon 67. Again, it's Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., a haircut-a-thon. 100% of the donations go to Officer Vernon and his family. Also on June 10th, this Sunday, from 11 a.m. to, this says 11 a.m. to 12 a.m.
Till 12 in the morning.
12 midnight, I guess, wouldn't it be, that would be.
Yeah, midnight is 12 a.m.
Yeah.
So for 13 hours?
Mm-hmm.
So from 11 a.m., I'm confused by that. Is there
12 a.m. is midnight.
12 a.m. is midnight.
Okay,
yes.
So from 11 a.m. till midnight, it'd been better if they had said that.
Yeah,
11 a.m. to midnight. Easier. It's easier to follow. At Cugino's, I hope I'm not messing that up. I don't know where that is. I've never heard of it. C-U-G-I-N-O-S.
I think it's Cugino's, yeah.
Cugino's, a bags tournament. What is a bags tournament?
Oh, bags is essentially cornhole.
Yeah.
That's another name for cornhole.
Oh. Okay, Tina talked about cornholing yesterday.
Yes, she did.
And, the bags tournament starts at 2 p.m. There'll be raffles, 50-50 drawing, auctions, and prizes. And again, proceeds to benefit Officer Mike Vernon and his family in their time of need. Again, that is Sunday from 11 a.m. to midnight at Cugino's Italian Bar and Grill in Florissant. Happy to do that. That is the least we can do.
I think Tim Weiland, it looks like, has a Tim, segment.
Tim had some, and Jan also had some advice for your wife, too, about the
headache. Let me talk to Jan first, and then we'll get to Tim. Hello, Jan. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to let you know that a headache is no excuse not to have sex, because I have had...
Yeah.
I have had the worst headache before in my life, and sex cured it because of the heavy breathing, the deep breathing.
Whoa.
Can you give us an example
of how
that is? I hope
all women are listening. And can you demonstrate that kind of breathing for us?
I don't think so. I think you can picture it yourself.
Oh, man.
That's so fun.
But, no, the heavy breathing, the deep breathing creates oxygen into the blood vessels, which gives your brain, it helps the headache a lot.
I'm no doctor, but that makes sense to me.
I'm sure your wife will take that advice. And
no, she won't.
I've heard of men getting a headache from having sex because the orgasm is so intense or something.
What?
That's a word. That's not a
bad
word.
Around here.
I'm sorry.
Edit out orgasm.
Yeah.
Well, Jan,
no,
I've had the worst
headache before I started and had no headache afterwards.
So apparently your husband or partner, whoever this would be, wouldn't take a headache as an excuse. Wouldn't take
no
an answer.
When I say I have a headache, he goes, let's go.
Let's fix it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get rid of that headache. Wow.
I learned something here. I never knew this. This makes all the sense to me.
It's all the heavy breathing and the oxygen that creates the blood flow through the brain.
So you'd be helping your wife.
Oh. Doing her a favor.
Thank you,
Jan. Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate it. All right.
Wow.
Now, Tim Weiland, he's gone.
No.
Tim is...
After Jan, I can't follow that up.
Well, you're not expected to. What do you have for the Burke segment?
Hey, you know, I did something today that I've never done before, and I did it on McGraw's show. We did traffic from 10,000 feet up over St. Louis today.
Why?
Because there was nothing else going on, and it was, I didn't know. You were a pilot, so you know.
You're always a pilot. You never stop
being
a pilot.
Okay, right, like a Marine. You're always a Marine.
That's right.
So being a pilot, you knew that you can only fly a certain altitude around St. Louis, but once you get over, I think it's 9,000 feet, you could fly all over St. Louis. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So we decided, let's go up. There was nothing going on, and it was just normal traffic, no accidents, no incidents.
What kind of plane was it?
It's a Cessna 172.
Yeah.
What's your normal altitude you fly during?
Well, when we fly, it's between 1,700 and 2,000 feet.
Wow. So you're up
now,
a lot higher.
How was it seeing the traffic?
We went from 62 degrees to 37 degrees.
Whoa.
It usually drops about 3 degrees every 1,000 feet.
Yeah. And then as we got up over St. Louis, I was amazed. People ask me now, they go, can you really see from where you are, people and stuff like, well, we're only 1,700 feet up. You could see everything.
Yeah, but at 10,000, you're not going to see some traffic tie-up.
Well, yes, you can. You can see traffic tie-ups.
On an interstate, maybe.
All you have to do is follow, and right now the roads are loaded with semis. All you have to do is watch a semi and see how it's moving, and then you can zone in. And we were over, let's see, where were we? We were at 40 in Lindbergh, and I could see exactly on 44 between 109 and Antire Road. That was all jammed up this morning, and I could tell from there it was wide open. I just followed this semi.
Well,
and was going
if
to
you could
limit.
See that well, why not just always go on up to 10,000 feet and forget this low altitude stuff?
Yeah.
Well, get up there with a pair of binoculars, you know, you just go in a circle.
Yeah, but does the radio work as well?
Oh, yeah. Radio worked.
Tina,
in fact, it probably worked better.
Tina, commercial airlines fly at 35,000, and their radios work fine.
Yeah, but they're not coming into here.
What? Oh,
she means
to
the
station.
Connection with the...
Well, you know, she's got a point. Yeah. Our equipment.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It was... I'll tell you one interesting thing. I called back down to our traffic desk and where the guy is, and I said, hey, if you look out your window, look a little bit northwest and look up. And he goes, all I see is this jet, and I look out my window, and there's a Southwest airline about 3,000 feet below us. So we knew that we were doing pretty, we were up at a pretty
good
altitude.
Well, but he was coming in or leaving Lambert.
Yeah. But you normally don't see that. You're trying to avoid them because they're coming in and stuff. So
not about 12,500, you got to start thinking about some oxygen.
And that's what I was talking to the pilot about. He figured, you know, somewhere around 11, 12, 12.5. So
yeah, I think it's 12.5. But if you follow the rules and you, you know, fly according to what the FAA is, you got to have oxygen on board at 12 and a half.
But, yeah, so that was the only other time I've been up that high is in the helicopter when Bill Huska flew us, and that was kind of weird in a helicopter.
Well, I got news for you. A helicopter, 10,000 feet, is very weird.
Yeah.
And helicopters almost never fly that high.
Well, you got two little blades, and if one goes off, you don't have a prayer. At least here if the engine goes,
that's a nice thought. Why would one go off?
Wow. Well, I don't know.
When's the last time you heard of a helicopter? Right now, there are thousands of helicopters flying right now, today, all around the world. And you're not going to hear about one where one of the blades
right.
just flies off.
Yeah,
no, but pretty rare.
Stop and think about it. You know, I mean, you got two little blades. You know, at least you have wings holding you up, but you got two little blades there. And
listen, not only have I thought about it, I'm a helicopter pilot.
Right,
and,
I knew that.
And when I learned to fly a helicopter, the first thing I asked the instructor before the first lesson, I said, if you can take me up and convince me that there really is such a thing as auto rotation, landing without any power, then I'll learn to fly a helicopter.
And that's actually kind of fun.
He took me up and he did it.
It's kind of fun.
But you know what? Here, there's a little piece of information for you. To do it, you have to be at least 1,500 feet off the ground.
Right.
If you're 1,200 or 1,000 or even 1,300 feet off the ground and that power goes out, you're done.
And then the other thing in the helicopter, you've got the two blades held on by one axle or whatever they call that.
It's called the Jesus bolt, isn't it?
Jesus bolt.
Yeah.
That's it. There's one little thing that holds it. That Jesus bolt goes and everything goes.
It sounds worse than it is.
It's the only thing between you and Jesus. That's
but I do agree. When you look at a helicopter and you look at all the mechanical thing, you go, holy mackerel.
Please all keep working.
If any one of those bolts came loose, this thing is just going to, don't stare at it. That's a secret. Just don't look at it. All right,
that's
Tim.
True. All right, well, thanks for letting me do the Burke section.
Anytime.
All right.
All righty.
I'll stay on here for traffic.
Okay, thank you. Kay has been patiently waiting. Hello, Kay.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm AM and the PM and a first-time caller.
Well, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I wanted to share with you, my husband doesn't let me get away with a headache. Every time I say I have a headache, he says, I'm the doctor, let me give you a shot.
Well, listen to these women.
Wow.
I didn't know women like this existed. And you agree to letting
Absolutely.
Him...
Absolutely. I always feel better.
Wow. Well, there you are, ladies. That's testimony from two different women. If you have a headache, the cure is jump in the sack. Wow. Well, thank you, Kay. Call anytime.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Listen, how happy she sounded.
Yeah.
She almost sounded like she wants to get a headache.
Yes.
Yeah, but I wonder what they do.
What do you mean?
You know, if it's...
What do you mean, what they do?
I think it's just regular.
It's just like a wham-bam thing, or if it's like a,
Well, no, the one, Jan said...
I didn't ask him to get specific.
Jan said that she had some heavy breathing.
I know, so I'm thinking there had to be something else going on.
Something else?
You know, never mind.
Tina wants the details. She wants the graphic details. Why didn't you get on
there
with that?
She reads all those dirty books. That's
I do not.
You need to get on there with Kay and take over and go, what position did you guys get in? And
Dropping.
How much foreplay was it?
Yeah.
We were talking, when we left here yesterday, we were walking out of here down the hall, we're talking about words that you never see used anymore. Like when I was a kid, like a teenager, if you got a hold of a dirty book or what was considered a dirty book, it would always have things in it like, as she pressed against him, she could feel his throbbing member.
You can't say that on the air.
And a burn,
edit it out.
And a burning in her loins.
Loins. I love the loins. She could feel the burning in her loins. His member.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You don't hear that word every day. We have to take our first break, and then we'll come back. And I have, it's sort of an internet warning, I guess you could call it, but it's been, something's been going on for years. But it really got my attention today with something that was sent to me and reminded me that it's time again to rewarn people about something. But first, I'm not going to warn you about anything. We're going to invite you. We're going to invite you to join us to bank where we bank. First Community Credit Union. Now, if you've never heard the Yard Show, the first invitation I have for you is to listen to the Yard Show Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. Paul Warner's the host, and the exclusive sponsor is First Community Credit Union. Second invitation, take your banking business from wherever it is, move it over to First Community Credit Union. It's not that big a deal. You close out your accounts, you go to First Community, and you open them. And the answer to your question, why would I do that, is, well, how about this? The feeling that you always know you're getting really competitive rates on the money you borrow and the money you save. The fact that you always are treated like you own the place, because in fact you do. All the members of First Community Credit Union, all together, and it's a lot of people, but we own the credit union. Some own more than others. I'm sure if they have some customers who have, you know, $30 million or something, I guess in theory they own a little bit bigger piece than we do, but we're all the owners. So when they wait on you, they're waiting on one of the owners, and they get that. Somehow in their training, I think whoever teaches them how to treat people makes sure they understand that this whole credit union thing is a little bit different than just regular banking. It's not different in the ways you don't want it to be different. You want checks, you want saving, you want something notarized, you want the traveler's checks, you get all that. But wait till you see the level of service you get. And the only way you're going to do that is to just join us, bank where we bank, and that is First Community Credit Union. You can check them out and find out more at firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we do have an accident. It's on eastbound 40 before Big Bend. It's actually under the Boland Overpass. Now, that's causing traffic to slow down back to 170. Southbound 170 is stop and go now from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. They're still doing bridge inspection work on eastbound 270 at the Chain of Rocks Bridge. The right lane is down. Traffic is slow between Bell Fountain and Lilac to the Rock Bridge. And then also on westbound 40, starting to get a little bit slow now towards McCausland, Ballas out through Mason, long road to the Boone Bridge, and southbound 270. Look for it to be heavy from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Exxon Fuels. At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline is formulated to help clean intake valves and vital engine parts. To help your engine run smoother, produce less emissions, and get better fuel economy, learn more at fuelprogress.com. Think clean. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It is ugly, that is for sure. First of all, they're still working to clear this accident.
Hear about it first on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Men are so hard to shop for.
Women are so hard to shop for.
I mean, what do you buy a man? A tie?
You can't buy women clothes, and flowers get old after a while.
That's why I'm glad I discovered GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com is perfect. They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
They have hundreds of gift basket ideas. Something perfect for every man.
Perfect for every woman.
Golfers, beer drinkers, baseball fans.
Chocolate lovers, wine connoisseurs.
Fishermen, sports fanatics.
Coffee lovers, spa lovers, health nuts. Gardeners.
Perfect man gifts.
Perfect woman gifts.
Perfect for every occasion.
Perfect for every budget. And these are gourmet gift baskets.
Even Oprah gave them away on Dr. Phil's 1000th show.
And if you're a last-minute shopper like me, no problem.
Your gourmet gift basket can arrive the same day.
Now women are easy to shop for.
Now men are easy to shop for.
Just go to GourmetGiftBaskets.com and check out all the amazing gifts you can give.
They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
That's GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
Recently here at KTRS, we redid our office space, and a special thanks to Facility Services Group for designing our new office space. They got rid of the old ratty cubicles and brought in brand new cubicles, and they fit with our current technology of all the data and internet access. They work with quality pre-owned products, 8 or better on a scale of 1 to 10. Also, it was free design and layout when they did our office furniture. If your company's growing and you need to expand, or you want to get rid of the old ratty cubicles and get some new ones, Facility Services Group. Call them at 314-282-4441 and ask how they can help you save money, time, and aggravation. And go to KTRS.com and you can see a time-lapse video to see what they did to our offices. FacilityServicesNow.com or 314-282-4441. If you're looking for new cubicles and new office space, Facility Services Group or KTRS.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-7389. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-7389. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-7389. That's 1-800-900-7389. 1-800-900-7389.
It's been ages since my dad and I had a heart-to-heart. But we did last weekend. He asked if I had life insurance. Can't afford it, I said. He put a hand on my shoulder. The way things are today, you can't afford not to have it. What would Linda and the kids live on if something happened to you? Then he told me how SelectQuote impartially shops for your best rate from several competitively priced term life companies. Well, I gave them a call, and wow, I'm 41 and in great health. SelectQuote found me a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month.
For your free quote, call 1-800-800-4023. That's 1-800-800-4023. 1-800-800-4023. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
6 months, same as cash financing with approved credit from the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. With 0% financing and online discount coupons, now's a great time to replace your windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World, 314-993-1800 for a free in-home estimate. That's 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldst.louis.com.
La, 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 la. Why does sales exec Rob Taylor stay at La Quinta? Because with La Quinta's new mobile site, Rob can hold a room at the last minute with one finger and his phone number.
Bam!
This makes Rob one confident son of a gun. And when Rob's one confident son of a gun, you know what he does in his meeting?
And here's the sales pitch.
Oh, that one is crushed. He knocks it out of the park. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Instant hold your next successful stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
Pet Shop Boys. Sometimes you're dead. There's a
gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad. No, I believe this is Wayne Newton.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Okay, now listen up. This is a great warning here for everybody. I'll start this way. I got an email this morning. Let me read you the email. It says radio station America FM. First of all, I don't know what that is, America FM. I don't know if that's a satellite station designation. It says, we're doing one of their Is Anyone Listening bits this morning. And the first question they threw out was, did you ever have a celebrity come up with the Don't You Know Who I Am routine? A woman called into the radio station, said a few years ago, while she was visiting her cattle rancher uncle in Billings, Montana, she had occasion to go to dinner at a restaurant that does not take reservations. The wait was about 45 minutes. Many local ranchers and their wives were waiting. Ted Turner and his ex-wife, Jane Fonda, came in the restaurant and wanted a table. The hostess informed them that they'd have to wait 45 minutes. Jane Fonda asked the hostess, do you know who I am? And the hostess says, yes, but you'll still have to wait 45 minutes. Then Jane Fonda asked if the manager was in. The manager came out and said, can I help you? And she says, do you know who we are? And he said, yes, but these other folks have been waiting, and I can't put you ahead of them. Then Ted Turner asked to speak to the owner, and the owner came out. And again, Jane Fonda said, do you know who we are? He said, yes, I do. Do you know who I am? I'm the owner of the restaurant. I'm a Vietnam veteran. And not only will you not get a table ahead of my friends and neighbors who've been waiting here, you will not even be eating in my restaurant tonight or any other night. Goodbye. And then the email says, only in America is this a great country or what? To all who receive this, this is a true story. The name of the restaurant, steakhouse, is Sir Scott's Oasis Steakhouse, 204 West Main Street, Manhattan, Montana. And then there's the phone number with the area code and the number. And says, if you ever get there, please give this fellow a sharp salute, buy a steak, and tip the waitress. They have 10 steaks on their simple menu from 32 ounces to 12 ounces. I called the restaurant this morning. There, in fact, is a Sir Scott's Oasis Steakhouse, and they answered the phone when I called. This never happened.
I can tell when you read this.
My point here is the lady who sent this to me is a regular emailer. I recognized her name, and she honestly believes. And I had one of our advertisers a few months ago send me something, and he said, oh, Frank, wait till you read this. This is great. It was absolutely not true. So what I've started doing when I get these, please send this all around to other people, because think about something. When I got the lady at this restaurant on the phone this morning, I said, I'm sure that I'm not the first person to call you about this email, this Jane Fonda Ted Turner email. She said, no, you're not. And I said, you know why I'm calling. I said, I work at a radio station, and, you know, if this is a true story. She said, it's not true. She said, I've been here 17 years. Jane Fonda and Ted Turner did come in here before I ever started, because she's asked the owner about it. And there was a 45-minute wait, and they, as anybody would who just didn't have the time, decided to leave. There was no confrontation. Nobody came out and said, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and you're not going to eat here. It never happened. Now, I go back years ago to the first time I got an email from somebody who sent it to me and said, Frank, wait till you read this. I never knew this about Mr. Rogers. And it was the whole thing about Fred Rogers was a sniper in Vietnam, and the reason he wore a sweater on the kids' TV show is because his arms were covered with tattoos. Not true. Then I get an email from somebody that says, Frank, I never knew this about Captain Kangaroo. And it was the same story, only it was about Captain Kangaroo. What somebody had done is they'd heard the Fred Rogers story. They got confused in their minds. They couldn't remember if it was Fred Rogers or Captain Kangaroo. So they just said, told it about Captain Kangaroo. When people send you these seemingly real stories, more often than not, they're not true. Now, here's the tip-off to this one. When you get down to the end of this, and it says, I'm a Vietnam veteran and told Jane Fonda, you're not going to be eating here tonight or any other night. And then it says, only in America is this a great country or what? Anybody who received this, it's a true story. And then they give the name of the steakhouse. And then this part, if you ever go by there, buy a steak and tip them. They have 10 steaks on their simple. This is a commercial.
Yeah.
You know, this is a commercial for the steak place. Somebody planted this story knowing that anybody traveling to Montana would go, hey, that's that guy that
we
kicked,
gotta go
that
there.
Guy kicked Jane Fonda out. We're going to go there. That guy is going to get my business. It's kind of like if I got on the internet and I just wrote a bogus story that Jane Fonda came in here for an interview. And in the middle of the interview, I said, let's talk about your being a traitor and sitting on that gun. And then she got mad and said, if this is the direction this interview is going to take, I'm leaving. And I said, then fine, leave and never come back. And then at the end of it, I said, so if you're ever driving through St. Louis, by all means, listen to the Big 550. This is a show, the large morning show in the afternoon, that's full of patriotism and loves our country. It's BS. It was made up. And a lot of these emails that get sent out, all you really have to do is a little bit of homework.
Snopes.
It took me 3 minutes to call the steakhouse.
I guarantee you could search, just put the name of the steakhouse in Snopes, and that would come up.
Well, my way was quicker. I just called the number, and the girl immediately said, this never happened. Never happened. And I can think, look, I went on the air years ago, and when I was really, really stupid, And it's taken me a while to realize that, because I still get suckered. I do. I'll go get my email, and every once in a while I'll go, wow. And then I have to stop and go, wait a minute. Did this really happen? And I remember the story that, and I went on the air like an idiot, this is a long time ago, and told the Burlington Coat Factory story of the woman who got her coat and didn't realize that someone who was smuggling poisonous snakes into the United States was smuggling them in the lining of coats from Burlington Coat Factory.
Oh, no.
And when I read the story, I just remember thinking, wow, how horrible. That woman could have been bitten and killed. And then somebody called me on the air and said, Frank, you stupid idiot. It never happened. It never happened.
Well, it's like the thing with the your car fob over your cell phone, yeah, where you can unlock a
exactly
door. It's stuff
or
like
hold
that
it to your head or
exactly
something like that.
Of course, we went out and tried it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
And didn't you report something when you were a news reporter about a place burning down and it didn't? And
well,
the guy
called? Now that's a little bit different. That was me getting literally false information from the fire department.
Oh, okay.
Because when I did the news, and this in itself is a joke, I was a newsman, and I go in, and before the 6 o'clock news, the 6 a.m. news, I made about 4 calls. I called the highway patrol. And this was in South Carolina, the only year I lived there. I called the highway patrol, I called the local police, I called the hospital, and I called the fire department. Because if anything big happened overnight, one of those or all of those people would know about it. And I called the fire department, and it was the same call every morning. Hi, Mike, or whoever was at the desk, anything happened overnight? And I hear him, and he's rustling some papers. He's going to the log book, and he goes, oh, yeah, about 3 o'clock this morning, the Lake Club burned down. And I said, what? He said, yeah, that says here, Lake Club. I said, oh, man. Now, the Lake Club was a very popular, it's a little hick town, mm-hmm, but it was a very popular place to go for lunch. And so I go on there at 6 o'clock. Okay, good morning. This is WYCL News top story this hour. Lake Club burns down overnight, according to the Fire Department. And I give the whole story. Like an hour later, the receptionist comes back to the newsroom and says, there is a man here who wants to see you, and he looks like he wants to kill you. He was the owner of the Lake Club, and he was a great big guy. And he walked back to the newsroom, and he asked me if I was the guy that delivered the newscast, and I said, yes. And he said, well, you're going to do another one, and you're going to do it right now, and you're going to tell everybody what an idiot you are. My club did not burn down, and I don't know where you got that information. I said, I got it from the fire department. He says, well, that's impossible. Go in there right now. I said, I can't go in there now. We're playing music. He said, then shut the music off. And I'm not kidding. Oh. I tell the disc jockey, I said, cut the song. It's an emergency. So we're playing Elton John, Crocodile Rock. Remember when rock, you know. And I go, we interrupt this program. We'll bring you a special bulletin. I said, we erroneously reported. And he's standing over me that the Lake Club had burned down. That, in fact, did not happen. Repeating, the Lake Club did not burn last night. And then they started the music again. He said, do it again. And I said, can we let the song in? He said, yeah, but you're going to do it again. Song ended. I went back on again. I said, repeating.
Just repeating.
Once again. Because this monster is standing over me. Now, when he leaves, he looked at me and he said, you better hope I have a decent lunch business today. And he walked out. So I call the fire department. Now I'm really mad at somebody at the fire department. And this guy is gone. His shift ended at 6 o'clock. So I get the chief or whoever is on the, and I said, listen, I got to know what happened here. Why, when I called, did this guy tell me the Lake Club burned down? So he goes and gets the logbook out. And sure enough, there was a fire at 3 o'clock. He was half asleep, and it gave as the location of the grass fire across
near there
from the Lake Club. He just saw the Lake Club and thought it burned down. and that was a little different than these. I think people sit around on their computers and make up stories that sound really good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then they send them out. They go, we'll forward this to everybody, you know.
There's a lot of sad ones about little kids. And
Oh,
and listen, political ones.
This is a true story. A 10-year-old boy in Salem, North Carolina, was diagnosed with a rare disease. And you're reading the whole thing.
All he wants is.
Yeah. All he wants is for everybody to take this email and send it to. And you're sitting there getting suckered into this whole thing. Folks, most of this stuff is, this is one of the problems for everything good about the internet. This is one of the problems, is that people buy into this crap that people send. And it's no different than that Nigerian guy that can't get his money out of the bank unless you send him money. Those are scams. These aren't scams. You know, Fred Rogers being a sniper is not a scam. It just, it's just not true. And the people who manufacture this stuff are very good at it. Just like this thing with this record.
Yeah.
But this sounds legit to me. They go in. And I've read things that were completely bogus and untrue about movie stars, politicians. That's a good one. Well, in case you didn't know it, I know for a fact that one time Bill Clinton, when he was down in Arkansas, he went into this store. And they go through this whole thing. And I know because my sister was there. They always put that in there.
Oh, yeah.
My sister was there when it happened. Let's talk to Ben. Ben, I can't talk to you. I'm out of time. Hang on, Ben. Hey, apologize to Ben for me. I forgot we're out of time. Schaefer Auto Body Center. Get Ben's number. We'll call him back. It's the least we can do. Schaefer Auto Body Centers has 7 locations now. Now, that's not an urban legend. They actually really do. You can check that out. And what they do is body work, and I know you know what that is, unless you're one of those rare people who has never been in an accident. I was talking to somebody the other day who just got a ticket, and this person was 60 or something, said, I've never had a ticket, ever, never been stopped. And I thought, wow, how did you make it this long without a ticket? Some people don't get in an accident. It doesn't have to be you, by the way. Somebody else, you can get in an accident because of somebody else. They ran the light, they didn't see the sign, whatever. When it happens, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Center, SchaeferAutoBody.com. And again, 7 locations. Work so good you can't tell where it starts and where it ends. Schaefer Auto Body Center's 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry.